Everybody's doing well and hanging in there and doing the best that they can under the circumstances. We're up to the laws of Karpas. Thank God we have 21 participants, Baruch Hashem. The Gemara says that Karpas is basically, the Gemara B'sachem and Kof Yudal, it tells us that Karpas exists Kadesha Yishalu Atinokos. And normally the children are used to making Kiddush, and then they would have washing, and then they would have Hamotzi, and then all of a sudden they have Kiddush, and then there's Urchatz, and instead of Hamotzi, there's something else. So Karpas sounds like it should be Kadesha Yishalu Atinokos, and to create that impression, you wouldn't have to have everybody eat karpas, but meyikar hadin, fundamentally, you would just need one person to eat a little bit and make sure not to eat a kezayis, which is the position of most of the Rishonim. It's the position of the Shulchan Aruch, so you don't get into a need in terms of reciting a full bracha achrona. And it should just be a vegetable, a yerek acher, something that you make a hadama on. In fact, I know that Rabbi Teitz, to make sure that everybody in his family knew that ha'adama, even though that a banana, even though it grows on a tree, is actually ha'adama. So he would use a banana. Many people have the custom to use parsley. My family, we use potatoes because that's what was available in Europe. And so that seems to be the standard approach when it comes to karpas. But all of a sudden, matters are complicated a little bit. So for example, the Abu Dram says that one should lean when it comes to karpas, and which that's fascinating. And the Rambam says, of course, one is obligated to lean during matzah and during the dalad kosos. And he says, and the other achilos of the seder, hareza meshubach. So anytime you see somebody saying that you should lean, that already takes things away a little bit from just kadesh yishalo atinokos to get the kids' attention, but it makes it sound like there's something else going on here. The Rambam's position, in fact, is that you should davka eat a kezayis, and the Rambam's position is that you should dip it not in salt water, which is the common practice, right? Because maybe this is also, in addition to raising the attention of the children, there's an element here of remembering the shibud of Mitzrayim, so we should dip it in salt water. The Rambam has that we should dip it into the charoses. So what exactly is going on here? The Rambam says, again, dip it into the charoses. The Rambam says that each and every person should have the karpas. The Rambam says that everybody has to have a kezayis. So the Rambam clearly understood things differently. Didn't the Rambam know the Gemara? Doesn't the Gemara just say you're supposed to be getting people's attention here by doing something unusual? Why should everybody have to eat it? And why should everybody have to eat a kezayis, even though that's going to be mechayev a bracha acharona? Why should it be dipped into the charoses, which is what the Rambam says is true of the matzah and is true of the maror? The maror, you have to be careful not to do too much, so it doesn't get rid of the tam of the maror. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained that the view of the Rambam, as you probably guessed, wasn't that he was ignoring the Gemara, but he was saying the following. He was saying that once the Gemara says that you have an additional achila, something that you have to eat in the context of the Seder, even if the reason for that is kadesh yishalo atinokos, it takes along the formal halachos of other things that we eat at the Seder, such as matzah and such as maror. Therefore, everybody is obligated to do it. And the din of achila, basically in halacha, is that you have to have a kezayis. So not only is everybody obligated to do it, there has to be a kezayis. And for the Rambam, everything that you eat at the Seder should be dipped in charoses. So he felt the karpas also should be dipped into the charoses as well. So we have really two different views. We have one view which is says, hey, you're supposed to get people's attention, kadesha yishalu atinokos, and therefore not everybody's going to have to do it, and you dip it in salt water in the position of the Balei Tosfos, because we want to also group this together with a zecher l'shibud, and you definitely want to do less than a kezayis. And again, this is the normative position that we're all familiar with, so that you don't have a question of bracha achron. And then you have the Rambam's view that takes this idea of getting the attention of the children and turns that into a formal halacha of the actual Seder. So that is the basic difference of opinion. What's interesting is Rabbi Soloveitchik went on to note is that even though the Rambam is very careful to define the mitzvah of eating the karpas as a mitzvah on each and every person, he says that then you actually are oker es ha-shulchan mikari ha-gadol avadu. In their days, they used to have these small tables that everybody would eat on. We don't have akira es ha-shulchan anymore. But he says, you only remove the table in front of the person that's leading the Seder. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that's really the proof. Because when it comes to things that are just for the sake of getting the attention of children, it's enough to take away one person's table. That's why he says it's only from the person who's leading the Seder. But the din of karpa, since it became a formalized din of achila, since it became part of the achilos of leil haseder, like matzah and like maror, so it takes on those trappings as well. So again, that means that everybody would have to do it. That means that it's a gezayis. That means it should be dipped into the charosa. So again, he wasn't denying the origin of it being to get the kids' attention, but if it's an achila that has that origin, so it takes on the basic standards of an achila of leil haseder. Okay, so again, we have a machlokas about leaning. The Abu Dram says to lean. The Shiboli Laket says not to lean. The Rambam would say that leaning is hareza meshubach. So everybody should follow their custom, both in terms of what you are actually using for karpas. It just has to be ha'adama, but within that you have a great deal of flexibility. God willing, we'll continue tomorrow with the halachos of yachatz.